Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, Jay. This right here is where the real rap at. Fuck pilot. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. Play back. This is where the real hits at.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw.
It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is for all the little.
What up, y'all? This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Welcome, episode 92. You know what I'm saying? No, actually, it's 91. I don't even know what fucking number it is. 91 of the Murder Master Music Show right here at UGS Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got a very special guest in the house tonight, Scam Man. You know what I'm saying? The Kazis. They were just signed a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? But he's back. He dropped one of the fucking tightest albums I've heard this year. I've heard a lot of good shit. I heard some good EPs. I heard the MCA Project, Keep It Hood. I heard the Gangsta Pat album, Live from Black Haven, or the EP. You know what I'm saying? We previewed both of those on the show. You know what I'm saying? I heard the Freddie Gibbs project, which I was surprised by. You know what I'm saying? Being that he was down with Young Jeezy, I thought it was going to be on that type of shit, but it was actually some Gary, Indiana, straight up thug shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was real happy to hear that. But this album here, man, I'm going to put it to you this way. This, you know what I'm saying? Forget about Lynch. Forget about all these dudes doing this just real gory shit right now, because this album here is that and then some. You know what I'm saying? Tainted Portraits. This motherfucker's on iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying? 17 fucking bangers. We're going to play 7 of them right here tonight. You know what I'm saying? A Murder Master Music Show. I'm going to bring in my boy right now before we play the first song. Scam Man, how you doing, brother?
What's up? What's up, Prayer? What's going on with you?
Man, you know, like we were saying earlier, that the album Tainted Portraits, it is evil, it is sinister, it's got rock elements in it, it's got everything that people should love about what we call the devil shit, that Memphis sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how important was it for you to put together, you know what I'm saying, the project, the way you put it together?
For me, it was very important, man, because, you know, I got some good, true, diehard fans that just love my style and love what I do. So, you know, I can't give it to them no other way than the way I bring it on this album. So it was very important that I didn't want to be categorized with a lot of the shit that people doing these days, you know, a lot of trendy shit that they're doing. You know, nothing to them but what they're doing. But, you know, I just can't, my soul just won't allow me just to go that route. So it was very important that I put out something especially for my diehard fans that I got out there.
And man, did you ever do that? Because I'm telling you, this to me, it ranks, you know what I'm saying, with, you know what I'm saying, the first Cosmic project that y'all did with Pat, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's up there in that ranking, you know what I'm saying? This shit is something that 2013 needed, you know what I'm saying? The underground needed it, the rap game as a whole needed it. And I appreciate you for putting it out, because it's evil, it's dark, and it makes you not want to give a fuck. And that's the type of music I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the type of music I love. That's the only type of music that we ever do. We don't give a fuck kind of music. So that's the only way we can keep it. That's the way we're going to keep it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, let's get off into this first song. We're going to preview 7 songs tonight. You sent me some fucking bangers. This one's called Kamikaze, and you got a couple hitters on there with you. Why don't you tell everybody about this track?
This track right here is Kamikaze featuring M Child and MC Mack. And, you know, basically we just got in the studio and just went kamikaze out on it. Just went out on it, got full of those drugs, and just did what we had to do.
Definitely. That's what it is. You heard he got M-Child on there, man. I asked you guys this last time, but to keep the listeners up to par, where's M-Child been? Because the album that he put out with you guys back in the day was another classic. Where the hell has he been?
M-Child has been doing a little soul searching, man. You know, every point of somebody's career, man, you know, they take a little vacation or they take a leave of absence, you know what I'm saying, to get their mind right. So that's what M-Child been doing right now. You know, been trying to find himself, find new things to come up with. And we got a lot more shit from M-Child coming out. You know, we're working on a new solo with M-Child right now. So he got a lot of heat that he's going to bring to the table. So we had to, you know, sometimes you got to take a little time off just to get what you need to get to find that extra little niche you need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, this is it right here. It's Kamikaze featuring MC Mack and M-Child right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah.
I'm a shot.
Man, I'm telling y'all, you guys are going to have to go to iTunes, wherever they sell music, get that shit. You know what I'm saying? I posted up a link to the UGS radio page, also on the Murder Master Music Show page. Buy that fucking album now. That's just one track right there that you're going to hear tonight. Let me bring back on Scam Man. Man, what was it like working with M. Child again?
Say that one more time. I can't hear you.
What was it like to work with M. Child again?
Oh, man, it was still the same vibe. You know, me and M. Child got a good relationship. So it was just like, you know, just coming back in and just rekindling something, you know. So, the energy was hype. You know, everything was there. So it was still the same. Wasn't nothing different. Even better, if you ask me. Even better.
Yeah, that's it. And you started out many years ago. When exactly did you start out? What was the first project that you got on? Was it something that you did yourself, or was it something that 3-6 put out?
No, the first thing I put out was with I was back with a local DJ named DJ Philo, but
okay.
You know, he dead now, you know, rest his soul. But that was the first producer who I really got with and started doing some things with back when. You know, when we had Club 380 back in the day on Beale Street, you know, that was back in the day. A lot of real nifty niggas can tell you about that. And, I just used to perform and do shows down there while C-Law was, he's a DJ there. Him and Juicy J is DJ there. So that's the first thing I put out was with him.
And that was, what year was that roughly?
Oh, man, that was 90, 91, 92.
See, this is going way back, folks. This is going back, like, to the early stages of the Poison Clan or 8-Ball and MJG. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Yeah. Exactly. A lot of cats don't even understand it. You've been in the game just as long as, UGK. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or a lot of these other guys, you know? So, you know, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, good to see you in 2013, still making music, but not just making music. You're making music at such a high, elevated level. Man, let's give them, you want to give them Ballistic?
Yeah, man, give them some more. Give them all they want. You know, tighten them out. Just give it to them.
Oh, all right, tell everybody about Ballistic, man. This one's one of my favorites.
Ballistic had no concept, no... going there, and I didn't do no writing for it. I just pulled up a track that I got from one of my producers named B-Wiz. He sent me the track, and as soon as I heard it, I was like, fuck it, just press record, and I just went back there, and I just dropped two verses behind it, and shit, mixed it, and kept rolling.
Man, that's simple, folks. You hear it right here, and wait till you hear this song, this Ballistic off the album Tainted Portraits. Get that shit right now. We'll be right back with Scam Man.
Yeah.
Back in this motherfucker, nigga. Dead motherfucking man. I ain't fixin' to go, but
motherfucking ties to change, nigga.
I ain't fixin' to go, but shit, dick. Coming into the resistance, it's the black beast, it's me.
you see will make you say, damn, this game is crazy. We're full of pain. Now I see why he's full of rage. Miss hell is waged. I got all kinds of locked up in healing thoughts. And if I told you what they were, you say, oh my God, he's gross. He's a sadistic, lost, tainted soul. He's done. Renounce him, forsake him, and give him to Belzebub. Will he serve my 100 years before the master? I'm crazed and skeletons, but I don't give a fuck what you think about me. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. I
Skinny first, then I'm going to bring on my brother Six. Skinny, is that you?
Hey, yeah, it's me, man. What's up?
Yeah, yeah, what you got Scan. Man, you got the album, right, Skinny?
I did, yeah. Man, that album is scantastic. You know what I'm saying?
appreciate the support, man.
Man, definitely. I definitely got my copy on the second. So, man, I had to wait till Friday to get it, but I got it.
I appreciate
it.
Man,
the album is awesome, man. Yeah, definitely. The album is awesome, man. I'm bumping it back, you know, front to back.
Appreciate it.
Like I was saying, we need
it. It's good to have M Child
right
on there, too.
Oh, yeah. I had to get M Child on there.
Yeah.
Skinny, you know what I'm saying, being a producer yourself, you know what I'm saying, what type of influence do people like Scan have on you?
Oh, a huge influence, man. I've been listening to them since, you know, the mid-90s, and I want to say some of my sounds have been influenced by Scan and Mac and, you know, Ski, guys like that, and I say that time and time again. That a lot of the reason why I got into the game is because the guys like Scam Man and MC Mag, you know, M Child, you know, and other artists out of the M Town.
Yeah. Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee, man, definitely has its own sound. I want to ask you this, Scan. You see a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, doing this dark stuff in different areas. Man, how does that make you feel knowing that people like you influence so many people, not just here in America, but around the globe?
Man, you know, it most definitely motivates you, you know what I'm saying? Especially when, you know, even if you got 10 people listening to your shit, you know, that still should motivate you because there's 10 people who ain't listening to somebody else's shit. So it makes you feel good, you know, when people around, when people hit you up or whatever, and they want you to, you know, bump on something they got, and they send you a track, and you're like, damn, it sounds just like some shit that we be doing. So it makes you feel good when people following behind you, man, keeping up with you to see what you got going.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Well, we're going to give them Electromatic real quick, man. Why don't you intro that song for us and tell everybody the concept behind it?
Once again, Electromatic, that's one of my songs I put together that, you know, it's really it's not really a club banger. It's really for anybody, you know, if you want to get tainted, if you got a rush, you know, Electromatic is one of them songs that you can listen to. You can just put that song on, drive down the highway, go on a buck 50, and just don't worry about if you're going to crash out or what. So it's just Electromatic, one of them songs.
Yeah, definitely, man. This is one of the bangers right here. The whole album's banging, though, definitely. Stay in the line, Six. We're going to bring on Six after this. Thanks for calling in, Skinny. Appreciate you as always,
yeah,
my brother.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate you, Skinny.
This is Electromatic right here.
negative static, rush to me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic, it's electromatic, it's electromatic, it's electromatic, negative static, rush to me, yes, may I get electromatic, negative static, rush to me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic, it's electromatic, it's electromatic. It's electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, man, I forgive me, forsake them, fuck them, even though I love them, don't hate them, resent them, that's why I can't stop ranging, I'm human, no parlin', transform into another species, and you wonder why my motherfucking love hates worldly tragedy. I was in a rambunctious stage in life, but I couldn't cope it. I do drugs to release my anger, but scam man, I could not handle it. When else God, yes, I went to stray. I loved everything God could hate. I never noticed my ill destructions till it had me suiciding. Got distant memories of what life's supposed to be. But through the lonely years, I shed a lot of tears. Can't take it anymore. I got my knees bent to the floor. I'm saying, Jesus, help us out. My heart just now a scabbed sore. I see this world in fear. Disappearing in the atmosphere. When the earth reaches the sun, not knowing what's his next to come. I see this world and feel disappearing in the atmosphere. When the earth reaches the sun, this world will be oblivion. It's electromagnetic, negative static, rush to me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic. It's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, negative static, rush to me, yes, may I get electromagnetic, negative static, rush to me. Get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic. It's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, negative static, push through me, yes, man, I'm zoning, can't control this, what's this deep inside of me? It's built of love and pain that causes. I can't explain it, so I know that you can comprehend. And bound with knowledge, lots of wisdom, some might understand. No explanations why my mind goes into deep dimensions. So deep they say I'm crazy, devil worshiper of Satan. Portraying something, something unhuman, so let me be me. It's telekinetic, energetic, those gon' follow me. Just let your soul go, let your mind loose, it's just wonderful. Inside my world, scam as world, yeah, just beautiful. Outside, but the inside's rotten to the core. Sometimes I wonder what the hell I'm not still living for. But till the end, I'm gonna rock it to the fucking end. The death is lurking, looking, yes, it's gonna pull you in. Don't be afraid because, yes, it's only the beginning. A resurrection, an apocalyptic prophecy. It's electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic. It's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I get it electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic. It's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic. It's electromagnetic, negative static, push through me, yes, may I invest a terrestrial with alien intelligence. It's evolution time, we'll rent another tent. I'm in a rage and I can't control it, and tripped up my innocence, and that's what drives me deep to sin. I'm not your ordinary, angelic missionary. I bring the place for fun, cause I'm the Nephilim. There ain't no stopping this, scam is a catastrophe. I'm seeking salvation, my hands are blood and fear, so bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I can best and still on the line. The earth is fading, riding away, it's still running out of time. The unholy one has come, but I stand before you in prayer to overcome the angelic beast who has power to control and corrupt by my mind, and it's dead. It's electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic. It's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I get electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I get it hyperactive, it's contagious, call me parasitic. It's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, it's electromagnetic, negative static, rush through me, yes, may I.
Get that shit right fucking now. I've been telling you guys that for the last half hour now. Get that fucking album. You know what I'm saying? We're just giving you a small taste here tonight. You got to go cop that shit to hear the rest of it. We still got a few more tracks. Scam, man, this is fucking incredible, though, man. This shit is, like I said, what the rap game has been missing. When you put out music like this and you go out in the street and you let people hear it, what's the reaction you get from the younger people? You know what I'm saying? Because we all know the younger people nowadays, they're into some weird shit. Do you get any younger fans like really digging the music?
Yeah, I got a lot of young fans out there. You know, you got a lot of young fans who you know, you got a lot of young people who go with what the time is doing, but you got a lot of young folks who got their sixth sense, their sixth mind open to a different type of shit that I do. So you get some people, you know, some young people jump on and be like, damn, where can I get this shit from? So my young fans are there. They there. You know, streaming from, you know, the old fans we had that grew up with us who, you know, around the same age I am, you know, they got their kids listening to it and hooked on it. So, you know, it just passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah. Yeah, this type of music, I believe, is never gonna go away. You guys said it pretty much in stone. Yeah, the album is just—it's all pretty much dark, man. I don't hear no club shit on here. I don't hear none of that bullshit music on here. What do you think of the rap game in general in 2013? Not the underground. I mean the Drakes and the fucking ASAP Rockies and the motherfuckers like that. I mean, does that shit kind of aggravate you, or how do you feel about it?
I mean, it don't aggravate me to the point to where I wanted to go crazy and shit. But, you know, if that's what they doing, that's going to get them paid, then, you know, much power, much respect to them. But, you know, for all the shit that I do, I never change it. I never go commercial, regardless of whatever deal is on the table. I mean, I just can't allow myself to go out like that. So, you know, some rap these days, it gets kind of repetitive and make you want to just, you know, cut your radio off. Sometimes make you want to snatch it out and throw the motherfucker out the window. But, you know, like I said, much respect to, you know, to the people who are doing the kind of music, what they're doing. But, you know, hold the course, where I'm going to keep it, where I'm going to stay.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to go out for this some more music. I want to bring on my brother Six real quick. You know what I'm saying? This is Devil Six, so you know automatically he's
yes,
into
sir,
this type of music.
Six.
What's up, Six?
What's happening, man? He's over here fucking vaping.
What's going on, Six?
Man, whole album slapping front to back. And Press said no fucking club pop bullshit music, man. So that's what I fucking like about this shit. So I'm keeping 100% no bullshit ass music. And it's a trip, too, because even if you go to YouTube and you look at comments for any of the old Kamikaze shit, Scam Man tracks, you got folks asking, how come there ain't no Scam Man, no new shit? And then, boom, you drop this new shit, and it's some great fucking content. So that's the shit to have.
Appreciate it, man.
Like Chris said, this shit was needed. It's good to hear.
Yeah, people want it.
I like to keep people in suspense, man. I like to keep them in suspense.
Yeah, a lot of these YouTube folks going nuts waiting for that shit. And you see them on, now you see the new shit popping up on YouTube, and it can, none of the corny, popular new shit out, like Breaking, all these other tight pants, mean motherfuckers. I don't think they can fuck with it.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Definitely, man. This is definitely the shit. Well, you're talking about you getting ready to do a video. We're going to play that song right now. Let everybody know a little bit about that. And if you can, tell us about the video, I mean, without giving away too much.
The video, like I said, the video ain't going to be nowhere with what people doing these days. You know, nothing. I ain't going to have the fancy cars and, you know, all the bitches and all this old kind of shit. You know, it's going to go right along the lines of what the song is talking about. And I just don't want to give people the gist of the song because the video is going to really tell the song.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get off of this song, Reluctant. Six, as always, appreciate you, brother.
Yep.
This it is right here, man. Reluctant by Scam Man off the album Tainted Portraits. Get that fucking shit right now. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers. Let us know, man. Take pictures of it, man. Do whatever you got to do. Let us know you got that shit and post it on Scan's wall, my wall, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
support. I got the titties for this shit, man. If you rub or slip, you know, go ahead and put the album, like right in your ass cheeks and take a picture of this shit. faggot ass dudes doing that shit. That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, no dudes, man. No dudes doing that shit.
Only the hoes. Just the hoes.
Yeah. Only.
There
only
we go.
The hoes.
Young Swag on the track.
Welcome to my silent place.
Sounds like you really appreciate the fans, you know what I'm saying? know what I'm saying? Much respect to you for that.
Man, I appreciate it, man. You got to think about the fan, because, you know, without them, ain't nobody going to buy your shit. You know, I don't care how good it is. You know, so, you know, you got to appreciate the fan for them taking their hard-earned money and going to purchase your CD. So you got to show them some love back. You got to give them something. You know what I'm saying? So they won't be thinking that, man, we're kind of giving this guy money, but what is he giving us back? You know, you got to give back sometimes. You got to give back.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you do a lot of features with artists?
Not really. They have to be doing the same kind of shit I'm doing. It's not too many people that do the same kind of shit that I do, so there's only a handful of people who I really just work with.
Yeah. You ever fuck with anybody overseas?
I fuck with a lot of guys from the UK, a couple of guys from Germany, a couple of guys from France. You know, they, you know, local artists trying to come up and trying to do their thing, so, you know, I toss them a verse here or there, here and there, so try to help them out.
Yeah, definitely. What about, you know what I'm saying, you were talking about coming up in Memphis in the early 90s. What's the rap scene in Memphis like in 2013? Is it still on the devil stuff, man, the wicked stuff, or is it moving in a different direction?
Nah, it's going in a different direction. Like I said, the only people who were really doing that type of shit was, you know, 3-6, you know, Homicide. You know, he an old Memphis rapper. You know, he was doing shit like that. And, you know, nowadays, you know, Memphis, they ain't doing too much of what we was doing.
Yeah, I see, man. It's changing all across the board, you know what I'm saying, but it's good. It's good to see that if somebody wants this real brutal shit, you know, we got people like yourself to go get it. You know, we can go to you. We can go to you. We can go to, you know what I'm saying, you know, Gangster Nip. We can go to, you know what I'm saying, Lord Infamous. You know what I'm saying? There's a few of you guys out there that's still doing it.
Coop still doing. Matter of fact, you know, Coop coming real hard on this Mafia 6 album. You know, like I said, I keep a real good relationship. You know, me and Coop real cool. You know, me and Coop even stay by each other. So, you know, me and Coop see each other every day. We talk every day. So, you know, Coop still, he's still him, you know, still doing his thing.
Yeah, man. Brother 6 was just telling me, too, that I just mentioned Gangsta Nip. Man, I think Six hit the nail on the head. I agree with him. Would you ever do a track with him? That would be crazy shit.
Look, I'm with it. I am with it.
Yeah.
You know, we put it together, and I'll get a track together, and shit, and go in the studio and go drop it. There ain't nothing to it. Ain't nothing but a time to me to do it.
Yeah, that would be some historical shit right there, too. You know what I'm saying? Houston, Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And collaborating on some just brutal shit. It would be like a room full of bath salts and zombies and corpses. Dead bums with their faces eaten off. But but yeah, man, so far, man, this album, man, it's just, you know, people, you're hearing it out there, you know, go out and buy this motherfucker. Let's get in a drug abuser. You know what I'm saying? Because I am one who used to like to abuse lots of different drugs, preferably weed, you know what I'm saying? But I did dabble in the LSD and the PCP, you know what I'm saying? But what's your drug of choice on this particular track, Scan?
Man, let's see. I was on some purple. I was on some lean that night. I was on some weed. I had a couple of Xanaxes in my system tonight. So,
X-Bars, shout out to the X-Bars.
Major shout out to him. Major.
They prevent you from killing people sometimes.
Man, they calm you the fuck down. They calm you the fuck down. But, you know, like I said, you know, drug abuse, you know, that song right there is self-explanatory.
Yeah. Definitely check this out. If you get ready to go to an AA meeting, don't listen. Turn that shit off for a few minutes, but we'll be right back right here on the Murder Master Music Show with Scam Man, you know what I'm saying, Killer Clan Kazi up in this bitch once again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
go out, get that fucking album, Tainted Portraits, you know what I'm saying? Here it is, Drug Abuser.
Those guys who were doing a lot of underground shit, you know, the same kind of shit we were doing that motivate us to
get out there and slang out, you know, cassette tapes. We were still doing cassette tapes back in the day. So,
yeah.
You know, cats like this, you know, influenced me.
And those cassette tapes, people I see on eBay and different sites, people pay hundreds of dollars for those original cassette tapes.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about hundreds. They want it.
Yeah. Did you ever think your shit would be collectible like that?
Never. I'm not going to even lie to you. You know, I my brain really don't work like that. Going to, I want to be a legend. I want to be this. I just want to put out some good music, some good heat that people want to listen to, and wherever it go from there, that's where it go. You know, if I become a legend, that's cool. I accept it. But if not, I still accept the fact that I put out some good music that I know I put out. So that's where I'm at.
Shit you worked hard on, and you know what I'm saying, it took you years to build the fan base that you got, you know what I'm saying, you, MC Mac, everybody over there, you know what I'm saying, Kamikaze Inc., you know, well, you know, before we get off into the next track, we got a couple more left, you know, we had you guys on the show talking about the new Kazi album. How deep are you guys into recording that project?
Like I said, we're still getting the groundwork up for it right now, so, we hope that we want to start recording soon, but, you know, as far as T-Rock being in Atlanta and, you know, me and Mac being down here, so, you know, we just got a lot of groundwork to get up first before we just jump and get into this album. You know,
yeah.
a lot of paperwork, you know, a lot of business shit. Got to take care of the business first, you know. As far as putting out the album is cool, but, you know, we got to take care of the business first.
Yeah, once you guys get that done, then I imagine from there it's just studio time.
Oh, it's rolling. Once we get the business taken care of, we rolling from now. There's no stopping. 100 miles from nothing.
Yeah. And I found it interesting that you guys got, you know what I'm saying, you guys got T-Rock on his, and, you know, because the last one that y'all did, you had Pat, Project Pat. He had his own style. T-Rock's got his own style. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a deadly combination right there. Definitely.
Yeah, I think it's going to work out. You know, like we say, we really ain't going to know until we get in there and get the recording, you know, start dropping some songs. Then we'll know for sure, you know, where we're going to go with it and if it's going to work. You know, everything that sounds like it's going to work don't mean it's going to work.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we all hope it does, you know what I'm saying, us fans that listen to this music, you know what I'm saying. But I want to ask you, too, what about artists like Gangsta Pat? You know, say we've had him on the show quite a few times. You ever fuck with him back in the early days?
No, me and Pat ain't never did no work together. You know, we know each other, but we ain't never just got down and did no work together. As a matter of fact, you know, Gangsta Pat was one of the cats who I kind of, you know, looked up to. He was one of the cats that was doing his thing back when 8-Ball and MJG was putting out CDs, was just starting to come put out CDs. So Gangsta Pat was doing it, too. I think I was, like, shit in 7th grade when I first heard him. Heard I'm the Gangster and Shooting on Knocks that Gangsta Pat brought out. So, you know, ever since then, I was hooked on him. And, you know, his EP is hard, too. So.
Yeah, you gotta think about it, too. That's another thing he don't get credit for. And really, you got to say City of Memphis because he, you know, he came out of Memphis. But, you know, you had NWA talking about fuck the police, you know what I'm saying? And in 92, you had Ice-T, Cop Killer. But really,
mm-hmm.
you know, Shooting on Narcs, that was the first rap album on a major label telling motherfuckers about shooting at the cops.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's history.
They had what you call jump and grab, and, you know, and the Narcs was kind of real hot back then, kicking their motherfuckers' doors and shit back then. So when he put that album out, when he put that record out, it was like at the height when all that shit was going on. So that was skyrocketing him to the point that where he was at.
Yeah, that's history right there.
Yeah,
that's Memphis. Memphis, man, is you know what I'm saying. Historically, it's a music city, not just rap. I mean, we can go back, you know what I'm saying, to the 30s. You know what I'm saying,
exactly.
Old jazz musicians
exactly.
and stuff like that. And how deep does music go back in your family? Did you have any musicians in your family back in the day?
No, I'll be honest with you, no. I got no musicians in my family. Nobody song. Nobody did nothing. It was just something I just took up myself and just, you know, had a love for it, and she just kept running with it, kept getting myself better at what I was doing. So it pretty much started from right there.
Yeah. A lot of artists I interview, you know, they was in band, or they had, you know, somebody in church or whatever the fuck. I can't picture you in church, but you know what I mean. It's in their blood.
I've been there.
The holy water start to bubble? And,
Man, it was strange, man. It was strange feeling for me, but, you know, I've been there.
I have not been there since I was 5, man. I don't even know what it would be like. But if I do go there, I'm gonna bring one of them old school boombox players bumping this Tainted Portraits right during the middle of mass. You know, get everybody going nuts in church. Yeah. Take the wafers, you know what I'm saying? Eat them, you know, spit them on somebody. But man, let's go right off in this next track. The Beast, man. What can you tell me about The Beast?
Man, The Beast was, now that record had a concept to it. The Beast was basically telling about, you know, my time through the years, you know, when I, you know, fell away from God and, you know, just started running with Satan and just doing all kinds of stupid, crazy shit, how, you know, how the devil can actually come in and just corrupt your mind to the fullest and just do whatever he wants to do with it. So that song is telling about, you know, when I ran with him pretty tough back in the day. I don't run with him too tough nowadays because I got my own shit going on. But back in the day, I ran with him pretty tough. So that's all.
You said you ran with the devil. What did you mean? Was you into the... Because we had people on our show, not this show, but we've had people on our show from the actual Church of Satan. Me and Devil Six had a guy who was a warlock. Are you talking about, like, getting deep into the Satan shit, or what are you talking about?
Deep into the Satan shit, deep into the, you know, far doing stupid shit around the hood, you know, robbing, shooting, and all kinds of shit like that. You know, I done it. You know, I say we because I was running with a couple more people back then, but I did a lot of dirt by myself. But, you know, we got into the Satan shit kind of deep, because, you know, when you're into something, you want to know about it. So you don't want to just be a fool or something, be talking about something, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So
yeah.
We did a lot of research on it, you know, so. And it's basically where The Beast came from.
Yeah. And you said nowadays you ain't really fucking with it no more.
And I wouldn't say that. You know, I do my own thing besides just doing what he might want me to do. You know, so I could do my own type of devilish shit. So I call myself to be Satan. I call myself to be Satan himself. So fuck Satan. That's how I feel about it.
You're the devil. Yeah. Well, this album definitely, it should show listeners that you very well could be the devil himself, Lucifer, Beelzebub, whatever other names you have, Scanman. But we're going to play this song, The Beast, right back here in the Murder Master Music Show in a minute, and take a last caller and play the last song. So hope you motherfuckers go out and buy this album. You know what I'm saying? You heard it, man. You can get it on iTunes, all these different retailers online. You know what I'm saying? Get the physical copies. You know what I'm saying? Get this motherfucking album, Tainted Portraits.
Lucifer, Beelzebub, The Beast, Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
When you say Satan to me, I think God. He has been called many names. He has taken many strange and different forms. Lucifer, Beelzebub, Satan, The Beast.
Beelzebub, Satan, The Beast. And holy one has come, so I stand before the beast in prayer to hold the palm of the angelic beast.
The Beast.
Fuck death, he corrupted and changed my mind.
The Beast. Lucifer, Beelzebub, Satan, The Beast.
Hello.
just I refuse to live. It's just my entertainment. See, then holy one has come, so I stand before the blue and pray unto overcome the angelic being the blue. Fuck that, he corrupted and the lazy my mind. The blue, see, then holy one has come, so I stand before the blue and pray unto overcome the angelic being the blue. Fuck that, he corrupted and the lazy my mind. See, the blue. Corpses fill my basement. I am wondering what is wrong with me. I'm seeking intently every intention of the beast. It's time to reign now. Scan man, bring forth pain now. Your soul is mine now. To do whatever I want now. But they tell me I'm a Christian just like them, but they don't know where I've been. Held and back, blessed with anger within. See, then holy one has come, so I stand before the blue and pray unto overcome the angelic being the blue. Fuck that, he corrupted and the lazy my mind. The blue, see, then holy one has come, so I stand before the blue and pray unto overcome the angelic being the blue. Fuck that, he corrupted and the lazy my mind. The blue. Lucifer, Beelzebub, Satan, the beast.
That's some wicked shit right there. That reminded me of that scene in the old Max Payne game where you got to the place where the dudes were worshiping the devil and shit. You had to kill about 80 motherfuckers. It always took me like fucking 20 times to do it. But, man, that's evil shit, man. That is evil shit. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. This whole album, though, is bumping. Tainted Portraits. You know what I'm saying? One of the most brutal albums. We got one more to go. A song called It's Tainted. We're going to get off into that in a minute, but I'm going to bring on my brother, Mac J. What up, Mac J?
What up with the prayers, UGS, for life and shit, you know? Finally made it home and shit. Got a chance to catch the last little song. Yeah, that shit, that's some evil shit right there, man. I just want to give a shout out to Scan, man, for keeping that shit rolling like how y'all doing. They ain't switched the game to try to, you know, be like these swagged ass motherfuckers and all that old shit. Like, I respect the fact that y'all keep y'all shit true to y'all shit. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
Especially when I live in Memphis too, so you know what I'm saying? I can respect that shit, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely, man.
And I'm most definitely gonna go get the album and shit for real, cause I love that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that last song, like you said, Prayer, that shit's some evil shit right there, boy.
Yeah, the whole album is just evil. Like I said, when he does the video to Reluctant, I mean, I can't even imagine. But we got people ready, you know what I'm saying, stand by, ready to push that shit. All the UGS members, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get behind it and push it. Same with this album. You know, it's a hell of a fucking project. It's consistent too, Scan. That's what's lacking in a lot of music nowadays. Like you even like these legends, you go out and buy their album that they put out every couple of years or whatnot. Two or three songs will be on hit. The rest of it just be some bullshit. But this is a consistent flow. One song goes right into the other. Did you design it like that, or did it just come out like that naturally?
Nah, I designed it like that. You know, that's why sometimes it takes me a little minute to put out albums. You know, especially with how it is these days. You know, you can do a whole album, and then as soon as you get through the album, you can upload that motherfucker to YouTube, iTunes, or however you want to do it. And motherfuckers just don't give a fuck about what they putting out. They just want to see some income from it. But you know me, I try to give my fans the shit that they want. If they asking for this is what I'm gonna give them.
Yeah.
Right. That's similar to what MC Max said, the same type of shit. I want to know, man, like, I don't know if you asked him this earlier, Prez, but, like, I know the clan's still together and y'all do shit. Y'all ever going to do, you know, a whole nother little album, you know, like the Mafia 6, they coming out with their little album, but is y'all going to do an album like you MC Mac, and K-Rock and shit, or is it just how y'all rocking that situation?
Right now, we are like I told Prince, we're trying to get the groundwork on for a new Kazi album. So right now it's me, Mac. We got T-Rock, who we've been talking to and been doing some business with. So, you know, it's most definitely in the works, because, you know, it ain't no sense of letting something just go to waste when people are constantly asking for it. You know what I mean? So it's most definitely in the works. Most definitely in the works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to, hear that. But, man, after this album here, I want to hear four or five more of these motherfuckers over the next few years. You got plans on doing another solo?
Exactly. I got a mixtape. It's a mixtape, but it's called Death Awaits. I'm going to drop that in another 3 months. I'm going to kind of let Tiny Portrait kind of ride for a minute and do some promoting on that. And then I'm going to go ahead and drop Death Awaits. It's already done. Ready to go.
Damn. That's what I'm talking about. That's definitely what I'm talking about. It's good to know.
Already done, ready to go.
We got music, you know what I'm saying, right here, right now. So you motherfuckers got to go out and buy this shit. But then he's got a mixtape he's going to give y'all. You know what I'm saying? But this album is worth the money. I'll put you this way. Back in the day, if I went to Coconuts, Music Land, or Rose Records, one of them fucking places that don't exist no more, you know what I'm saying, I would have bought this motherfucker for $15.99, and damn sure it would have been worth every penny. You know what I'm saying? So go get it for the small fee they charge. What do they charge for? Like $9.99
at iTunes? $9.99 on iTunes, and you get the physical copy for $12.99 from IAP store.
Physical
still, copy, $12.99. Still a good deal.
$12.99.
Right, I was about to say shit. I bought all y'all other shit, hard copies, when they first came out, you know what I'm saying? I still got a couple of them tucked away. And I remember getting in the car accident years ago when I lived in Memphis, right across from the courtyards on Winchester, and the car was smashed, but Be A Witness was still pumping in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Motherfuckers hop all out the motherfucking ride and shit, thinking it's going to blow up because they hear air leaking out the tire, but that motherfucking Killer Clan was still wanging in the motherfucking CD player and shit.
It ain't gonna die, man. I don't care what you do to it. It ain't gonna die.
Definitely. But here we go. We're gonna play this last one that we got, because we're only giving y'all 7 tonight to preview. We want you to go out and buy the fucking album. That's the main objective here. You know what I'm saying? Because you heard the shit. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh yeah, I got a banging album. This man came on the show and he proved to you he's got a banging album. You know what I'm saying? He could have just said, okay, here go 2 tracks. You know what I'm saying? And then you would have had to have guessed, you know, what the rest of the album sound like. But if you don't get the point after 7 tracks, you're fucking retarded anyway. You don't need to be listening to music, period. You need to be sucking on your mama's titty and crawl back up into the wretched pussy and die in that motherfucking cavern. You know what I'm saying? But here it is right here. It's Tainted. Speaking of tainted pussy, you know what I'm saying? It's Tainted. Explain this one for us, man.
It's Tainted. That's a track I did with MC Mac. And it's Tainted. It's just telling about how, you know, when we put out music, it's just going to taint your mind. You're going to have to go. You're going to catch on to it. You're going to want to do everything the song tells you to do. I don't care if it tells you to jump off a bridge. You probably ain't gonna do it, but you're probably gonna find a way to do it. So that's what it's trying to get down.
That's what I'm talking. I still remember in '92, and it's weird. Nada's put out the Life After Death album, and some kids actually down in Tennessee, they committed suicide. You know what I'm saying, to the music. So some people, they actually hear music and be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna go out there and do some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but those are weak-minded individuals, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're not actually telling people, hey, man, I want you to kill yourself. You know? You're just giving them some gory shit. So
I'm telling these haters to go kill themselves, though.
You're telling the haters to go kill themselves.
Yeah, right.
You haters, go jump off a fucking bridge. You know what I'm saying? Douse yourself in gasoline like a monk. Sit in a fucking circle and light yourselves on fire. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, man, this is just a stupid question, but fuck it. You ever see those videos of the monks setting themselves on fire, just sitting there just still, not fucking moving, just sitting there,
yeah.
Man, just completely... How the fuck do they do that? That mind control? I mean, what the fuck?
That's all of your mind control, man. If you put your mind to do something, anything you want to do, you can do it. I don't give a fuck what it is. As long as you put your mind to it, you can do it.
The mind is a powerful tool. Yeah. And for those of you that haven't tripped on acid before, I definitely recommend, you know what I'm saying, opening up that third eye, because there is different parts and chambers of your brain, and you know the skin. I could already tell from talking to you. But there's different parts of your brain that you can open up that just blow you the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like, you know what I'm saying, Roddy Piper in the movie They Live. It's like you're putting on the sunglasses. You can see shit that other motherfuckers can't see. And it's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Well, here we go. This is It's Tainted right here. Scam Man featuring MC Mac. The Murder Master Music Show. Songs. If you don't get this shit after what you just heard, then like I said before, you don't need to even be listening to music, period. And as far as all these other dudes go, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of hype right now. I'm going to bring on Scam real quick. There's a lot of hype about the new Mafia 6 album and different things. Man, you know what I'm saying, it's got to be on some sharp shit to even fuck with this. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts on that Mafia 6 project? You said Coop is putting a lot of work into it. Are you guys going to be on there at all? Or
as of right now, the answer is no on that one. But you know, who knows what the future holds? You know, they still got a lot of ground work to do with the Mafia 6 album as well. So, but you know, if Paul give me the call, you know, I'd be ready to jump on it. But you know, until then, I'm gonna keep on promoting Tank Fortress and keep doing what I'm doing.
Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, hell of a fucking project. You know what I'm saying? I really hope it does well for you.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? And definitely, you know, shout out to MC Mac, M Child, you know what I'm saying? Everybody from the Kazi. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything you want to say before we go?
Man, just want to give a shout out to everybody who was behind me and helped me with this project. You know, my producers, B-Wiz, YSB, S Fresh, and the whole Kamikaze Inc. family and whole UGS family, and let's make this money.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And if you can, man, can you give me a couple drops real quick before you go? We're gonna be playing the fuck out of this music. The first one is, you know what I'm saying, I'm Prez, obviously, and it's the Murder Master Music Show. Just say whatever you feel whenever you're ready.
Yeah, yeah, this Scam Man is Tainted. Kicking it with my boy Prez, UGS, Devil Shit Radio for life.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. And the next one is the show's called KFYB. Like K fuck you bitch. That's the name of the show. KFYB.
KFYB. Alright. That's right. Yeah, this Scam Man from Kamikaze kicking it with me. I forgot what you said, that motherfucker was.
The name of the show is KFYB with there's three hosts actually. Well shit, man, I could probably email it to you if you want.
Yeah.
Well, really, the show's host, his name is Devil Six, Mac J, and Velvet Rose.
Devil Six, Mac J, man. I'm too high for that right now.
I'm too high for that right now. Okay. I'll email it.
Email to it, and I'll drop that thing and get it right back to the end of time.
Appreciate that. Man.
Yeah. My short-term memory ain't clicking right now.
No, it's all good. It's all good, bro. Don't even mean to put you on the spot. But one more time, where could they get the album at? Physical. We know we can get it at iTunes, you know, the digital and everything, Amazon. But where the physical?
You can get the physical copy from the IAP store.
Okay.
$12.99. Go cop it. You
get
won't
that
be
shit.
Disappointed.
And if they want to work with you, if someone wants to get at you for a show or for a verse. What's the best way to do it?
Man, you can email me at nephilimmusic@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can hit me up on Twitter at ScanManKKZ.
There we go. Definitely. Hey, man, I appreciate you. We'll get at you real soon. Thanks for coming on the show and previewing a huge chunk of this album with us, man. It's very generous of you. I appreciate that, brother.
Man, no problem. Appreciate y'all for having me, too.
Hell yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem, man.
That Scam Man right there, you know what I'm saying? That's the album is Tainted Portraits. You just heard 7 tracks off that motherfucker. Go get it. That's all I'm going to say. Go get it. I'm going to get up out of here. We will see you guys Monday. We got my brother Megabucks, you know what I'm saying, from Charleston, South Carolina. For those of you who don't know about the rap scene in South Carolina, I'll put you this way. Murder Dog Magazine put out a compilation in 2004, you know what I'm saying, called South Carolina. It had all the rappers in South Carolina. But I'm just going to keep it real. You're going to hear the story from Megabucks himself. I met Megabucks around 2000, maybe 2001. I was telling Murder Dog, up until at least 2003, to fuck with South Carolina, you know what I'm saying, because there's so much talent down there, and people still don't even know about him, even after the compilation drop. But Megabucks, he's pretty much one of the pioneers of that fucking scene down there. It's going to be a hell of a story. You're going to like that shit. So I'm going to play one of Megabucks' tracks to end this show off. know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody in Charleston, South Carolina. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have him on the show Monday. It's going to be at 8 p.m., you know what I'm saying, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You know what I'm saying? He's over there, you know what I'm saying, Eastern time. So 8 p.m. Central. Here we go.
Yeah, baby, it's a new millennium. Let's make a buck, and I'm rolling with the Hog Mafia. The 263 cartel and Bezo Inc. What you think, boy? We out here getting this money. We out here doing these collabos. We chasing this paper. Y'all better respect the family. Look for something new, brand new, coming from the Geeky City, boy. Respect that. Y'all feeling me?
Yeah. Now through my young years of living, I managed to dodge prison. Because of my vision, I saw what other niggas couldn't. They saw bitches and cars. I saw me as a rap star. Top-notch model bras, designer clothes from Mars. Bank accounts is large, a mansion with full garage. Lamborghini, Ferrari to go with my double R. World fools and stars, diamonds with no flaws. They hell with the jewelry store, I'm on platinum and gold bars. All this cause is the American way. If America rich, the nigga, why not SA? Tell me why not my niggas who ain't had nothing forever. Man, we deserve. All the shit a nigga had to endeavor. There's only right thing we get was right from the hours. No money, no power, then it's back to working long hours. Punching and out, only for minimum pay. Man, fuck that, I had enough of living minimum days.
50 G's are blowing them all. On summer pad to lay in the fall. Y'all scratching in them diamonds that blame you. And the way you ran over, we gon' ball.
You know what,
bro,
we get them grimy foes.
The ones that pat that you when shit get real, we'll cut your throat. My ghetto team know how I feel when we conduct the roll. The casualties is automatic, so we lock it low. Shoot till they drop it, so they body fall and hit the floor. You fuck with one, you fuck with all, that's how I gotta go. Ain't no discretion, no mercy for another section. Just home wrecking, you better watch yourself, cause I'm a creep when least suspected. This boy gon' bring the drama, set it off, leave it hectic. Upset your family members, cause pretenders get neglected. It's murder in the first degree, my plea is just insanity. Running in these dirty, man, these streets have made a man of me. Continue getting thrown off, living in the fast lane. Shit ain't funny, counting money, playing in the grind again. Day in, night out, I move the country till the fatty chain. I want it, so motherfucker, let the money ring.
I want it.
50 G's are blowing them all.
I want it.
I'm a bad delay in the fall. Y'all snatching in them diamonds that blame you. And the way you ran over, we gon' fall in the sand.
I want in, even though you're pitching me fall. I'ma leave your haters with the mega legitimate ball. That's why y'all can't come up. Y'all got your eyes on me instead of studying game. You're trying to do solid on beats, but ain't no stopping my step. I work hard for this rep. Yeah, they don't give a low, so rap I'm trying to perfect. Why y'all talking about it? We making moves in this bitch. Derek game, coast to coast for the love of this shit. Keep this shit in my home.
No time to think, guess I'm
be praying I was trying to achieve.
I got it.
In a get out, overcame by greed. Big niggas around me telling me to wait clear. They didn't want me to leave, so they kept me right there. Man, that boy went and played me. Man, that boy in my blood. Man, that boy trying to stay free, so I get no love. I was so low key, never hung in the club. Man, that boy set me up. Now a nigga face a dub. Bitch eating me up. I can't believe it was him. All starting to make sense. How they know I was here? Dirty game ain't changed. Why I trying to play a fair? Loyalty means nothing. Just words in the air. Yes, he thought I was gold, so he lived with no fear. Heard the hammer go cross. Blood stains everywhere. For the love of free status, I stay on the run. Either you or me, nigga. And you know I ain't the one.
That's right.